With great mojo comes great responsibility. Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
All right, now we're live. What a fitting way to end 2021, huh? And listen, I'm not going to complain and I'm not going to whine about last year. And if you all heard Lep's show from last week's start, sorry, I had my, I got a little bit rattled there because I was ready to go live at the top of the hour. And this is not Ron's fault. It's not Mojo. It's not Ron. It's not anything. It's just that the system was set to go on a pre-record for last week, and I should have reached out to Ron and said something, and I completely overlooked it. But that's live radio. And I just want to say, a lot of people thought that 2021 was a horrible year. Not for me, it wasn't. Nope, I had probably one of the best years of my life. And my wife and I got invited to two New Year's parties for tonight. And we got talking about it last night. And you know what? I really don't mind getting older. I really don't. I've partied so hard in previous years in my life that, let's just put it this way, I know what I'm not missing, okay? I've been there. I've seen it. I've done it. Don't need it. And we got talking last night. We got invited to Chris Sky's New Year's party tonight. And I thought, I don't know, it seems like kind of a Jersey Shore kind of atmosphere, and I don't know if I'd fit in too well with that. And I know that if I went to a New Year's party, I would be sitting there thinking, man, I wish I was at home in my basement hanging out with my wife. And so I'm just not going to put myself in that position, and I'm going to stay home. Ron, thank you for having American Rock Radio on Mojo 5-0. I truly do appreciate it. I'm thankful for this platform. I really am. I'm a guy that I'm geared to do live radio. I'm not. I don't want a YouTube channel. I don't want a some kind of Facebook Live where you can just pick it up whenever you want, go as long as you want. I like deadlines. I like a start time and a stop time. I like being under pressure, having to come up with 2 hours of content every day. Now, there were a few times when I got so tired of the news that I felt like I was going to vomit just looking at headlines. And you all know what I'm talking about. Because, and it's one thing just to be able to casually go on social media and look at headlines every once in a while. But when you're under the gun to do it every single day, let me tell you, it grates on you after a while. It really does. So everybody on Mojo 5-0, my fellow hosts, Dominic Izzo, Stu Peters, all of you, I totally get where you're at. And sometimes there are days when you just don't feel like going live. But the show must go on! And it's Rock Friday! It's the last one of 2021, and we've got a pile of requests here. And we just about had a replay going, but we were able to salvage it. And so it's all good. You start off with a four-song rock block. And this is a band that's been around for a while, and like since the 90s, okay? But this is my request, okay? This is mine. It's my show. I can do what I want. The band is called 5440. And I've heard them forever, but I never really got into them. But this year I did. I don't know why. For some reason, I was really into 5440 this year. And so we're going to start off with mine. And then we've got requests from Chet in Alabama, Jen and Val. We've got Shannon, Gloria, and all the rest of you. So we're going to get to your requests over the next 2 hours. And I could pretend like starting off with Lep was all part of the program, but that would be dishonest. And that's not me. If I screw up, I'm going to tell you. So let's kick it off with a nonstop rock block with 5440, four in a row on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday, the last one of 2021.
with poison pills.
Coffee lovers everywhere now have the opportunity to do their part to save the planet with Al Gore's lab-grown coffee substitute. We, here at Coffee Drinkers for Climate Change, believe this is a terrible idea. While man-bun-wearing, soy latte-loving poodle walkers everywhere are in love with the eco-friendly lab-grown sadness water, Coffee Drinkers for Climate Change want to see the sea levels rise and for New York City to join the lost city of Atlantis, 12,000 leagues beneath the sea.
American Pride Roasters, historically great coffee. Every pot brewed is an eco-disaster 100 times greater than the Fukushima extinction level event. So order yours today and do your part to hasten the end of the planet. You don't want to live forever, do you? AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
How dare you?
We dare. We dare.
American Uck Radio. I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of mojo. Mojo 5-0.
Betty White's dead. That's right. Beloved actress, comedian, and American icon Betty White has died at 99, just weeks before turning 100. Out of everybody out there, I thought that she was going to be the one that lived forever. Huh. Turns out 2021 was just too much for her. That's right. Betty White is being reported dead by TMZ, which is an extremely reliable source, so we can all believe this to be a fact. 2021. Wow, what a year. Awesome. It was great. It really was. Let's get back to your requests because we've already burned up a half an hour here on the last Rock Friday of 2021. I want you all to tell me what is the biggest story of 2021. Head over to the American Huck Radio rebooted chat room or on Twitter in a private message or hit the contact button at AmericanHuckRadio.com. Tell me what you thought was the biggest story of 2021. I don't want to hear vaccines are killing people. I don't want to hear the obvious stuff, okay? What was bigger than that? Huh? Was it Ghislaine Maxwell being found guilty yesterday or the day before? I can't remember anymore because the news all swims together in my head. What was it? Huh? Tell me. AmericanHuckRadio.com or American Huck Radio rebooted chat room, which you can get to by going to AmericanHuckRadio.com. Mike Phillip just likes to hear Mike Phillip say Mike Phillip at AmericanHuckRadio.com. You will find that about me. Next up, you might be dead by Betty White, in which case you're not listening to the show right now. But things could be worse. You could be locked in the trunk of a car, tragically hit. Found a old carcass with armor from the 16th century. See, things can always be worse. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So we bought a new car this year. It is a 2021 Mazda CX-5, and it's got heated seats and a heated steering wheel and just about everything that you can think of. Well, guess what it doesn't come with anymore? You know what new cars don't come with anymore? A block heater. I'm not joking. They sold us a brand new car with just about everything added that wouldn't normally be, but it turns out that they do not put block heaters in brand new vehicles anymore in Alberta, where it's guaranteed that you're going to get down to minus 50 overnight at some point anyway. And what happens if you do not plug your car in with a block heater is that the oil in the pan gets cold and doesn't move. So your car is running for about 5 to 10 minutes without any oil circulating through the block, and your fluids can freeze up. And so what it does is it puts a lot of extra wear on your engine that you wouldn't necessarily have. The good news is you can have one installed, and it'll cost over $400. So Jennifer is jumping in an Uber Lyft to go to LA Mazda right now to pick up her brand new car that did not come with a stock block heater. The funny thing about a block heater is that when you're in the South, nobody knows what that is. When I lived in North Carolina, I drove down with a vehicle from here, and it had a cord hanging out of the front. Now, keep in mind, this is about 26 years ago, and people frequently at gas stations and so forth saw the plug hanging out of the front of the car and asked me, is that an electric car? Why do you have a plug hanging out the front? And I told them, oh, yeah. Yeah, in Canada, we got electric cars. You just plug it in and, you know, you're good to go. Funny thing about that is that I didn't know that years later we would actually have electric cars, and reports are already coming out of people running out of battery power in minus 40 weather. I've seen about six of them so far. And, you know, it's like the smarter we get, the dumber things are. And somebody asked, how did Generation Xers maneuver through racism and all the complicated issues of our time? Simple. We didn't have social media. And I heard it explained by a dude on Twitter. So I grabbed the audio, sent it over to the producer, and actually this goes along in line with what I've been talking about lately on air, how people just seem to hate each other a whole lot more than I've ever seen in my life. People they'd never even met, from one comment on social media, all of a sudden you wish that that person would die a horrible, horrible death. I've seen it.
Gen X, how did you guys do it? How did you stay out of the generational hate war?
We didn't stay out of it. It was just never an issue with us. Anybody born between like 75 and 89, you automatically started going to school with multicultures. So it was never an issue for us. White, black, and brown, we was holding it down since day one. We never looked at people as color and stuff like that. If we didn't like somebody, it's probably because they were just an asshole. Also, social media destroyed y'all's lives. All you younger folks, it just destroyed y'all's lives. They just promote hate and racism every single day, and it's starting to divide
every
everybody.
Day.
See, we didn't have technology like that. When I was in middle school and high school, we had pagers and shit. So, I mean, you wasn't texting racist shit on that. Yeah, we had the news and stuff, but we didn't watch the news. We was kids. We was outside. We was also not raised to be pussies and offended by everything. Somebody didn't like you. Your mom would be like, quit being a bitch and go find somebody else to kick it with. And we did. It was the greatest era ever. Like, we never knew so much about racism till now.
Yes, we're also very educated on racism. And that what I was talking about at the beginning of the show there, actually not the beginning of the show, but yesterday, how I felt that. I felt that myself where I looked at Twitter or something like that, and you see somebody make a simple statement, and all of a sudden, you know that person. You know their whole life. You know their whole story. And you hate them. And you feel that in your gut rising up. Don't tell me that it hasn't happened to you, because I know that it has. And I'm seriously trying to get away from that because, well, it's a sham. It's a lie. You don't know that person. Chances are that you getting angry at them and having your day ruined over it just totally played into their hands because they were a troll, and that was their goal to begin with. Back to the request, Shot Down in Flames, AC/DC, for Chet in Alabama. So we have a few nominations for the top story of 2021. And Jennifer May says that Joe Biden pooping his pants is one of the top stories of 2021. I'm guessing that you're a regular listener to the Daily Mojo, Jennifer. I'm just guessing. Just guessing. Sarah in Oregon says the Astro World tragedy. Yeah, that was a pretty big story, I guess. People getting killed at a concert like that. And it wasn't normal. Rocky down in Florida said claims of racism are mostly imagined. And, yeah, they are. They are. Bubba Wallace. What a stupid story that was, huh? FBI all went running down there because the cord in his garage door could look like a noose, I guess, if you were out looking for racism all over the place. It's funny, too. I had Global on last night. My wife and I were sitting in the basement watching TV because we're old. And, well, she's not. I am. I'm older than her. I married up. You know what I'm saying? And they had a commercial on for a brand new TV show called Emmett Till. That's right. They want to bring up the whole Emmett Till thing all over again. Back when American Uck Radio was on GCN, we had a man that was the head of the National Archives in Washington, D.C. on the show. All that he wanted to talk about was Emmett Till. Okay? Now, that situation with Emmett Till was, yeah, it was horrible. But the way that this guy was talking, it was the only thing that ever happened in American history. Emmett Till, that's it. Right? That young man's murder is the only thing that ever happened. And it happened yesterday. Okay? Leprechaun, our Saturday host, says Rittenhouse being found not guilty. That was a big story. It was, and it had a lot of repercussions. Also, cars driving themselves over Christmas parades. That was a big story, too. Let's get back to our requests. My Sweet Lord by George Harrison for Shannon in Alberta, somebody that is a very special person that I love this lady. And there's a lot of details about her that I'm not going to release on air. But she's somebody that I've come to care about quite a bit, as with a lot of listeners to this show. I don't just have listeners. I have friends, okay? And that's what I like about American Uck Radio. We tend to interact with our audience quite a bit. This one's for you, Shannon. And you're welcome to come to the house anytime you want. Just stay in touch with me, okay? My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Hare Krishna. One thing I'm very proud of in 2021 is that the producer of American Huck Radio and none of our support staff was ever found guilty of luring children for sexual purposes. I think that that whole thing with CNN being outed the way that they were, I think there's been like four high-profile cases of absolute predators being employed by CNN for like 13 years. Think about that. You work for a news agency, right? A news agent. Well, I mean, we all know it's not, right? It's a propaganda outlet. But think about that. When you become the news, what are you going to do? And I mean, look at all the other scandals that have plagued them over the years, right? Chris Cuomo, his brother. I don't understand how anybody could watch CNN. And I mean, nobody does, right? Nobody that matters anyway. People that are stuck in airports, I guess. Let's end off hour one of the last Rock Friday of 2021 with Melissa Etheridge. Would somebody please bring her a glass of water? She's complaining. And it's getting annoying. Bring me some water. Melissa Etheridge on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human. Excuses. Some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my lady's got another lover? I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control?
Seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.